We go out on the Newsmaker line for our weekly segment with Uncle Hondo, and that is Hondo Carpenter, of course. He is the publisher of the Sports Illustrated Raiders Maven website, where you can get all your news. And Hondo, you know, this is the kind of loss. I Raider Nation's taking it hard, but to me, this is the kind of loss where you say, hey, look, it didn't go your way. It was a tough uphill battle to begin with. So you look at it, you learn from it, and you move forward because you got the Bills coming to town.
Well, anybody that reads Sports Illustrated's Raider Maven knew I predicted back in June, July, August. I did it Friday on Raider Nation Radio in the morning with Clay. I predicted this loss. It was predictable. You're coming off a Monday night, playing the first game on Sunday. You're battered and injured beyond belief. And then you go through and sustain injuries there, and you're going against still the greatest coach of all time. Anybody that didn't see this loss coming was absolutely not looking. Now, having said that, if I would have told you that Trayvon Mullen would have played as bad as he did, that Jonathan Abram would have made the mistakes, that, I mean, where was Littleton? So the way they lost, especially defensively, I think is what people are disheartened with. But the loss in itself in a 16-game season is irrelevant. It doesn't really matter. I still expect this team to win 10 games, to go to the playoffs, and at the end of the day, you just keep moving. That's what the NFL is about. And I'm going to say it right now on your radio station. They're going to whoop Buffalo on Sunday.
Wow.
There. All right. Fair enough. Now, Hondo, you mentioned about some of the injuries that they were suffering and they were struggling with coming into the game. Trent Brown, that's a big concern. He's only played 3 snaps all season long. As far as you're concerned, what do you think? When do you think they might see a return of Trent Brown?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. The biggest ability is availability. And the amount of money that they've paid him, I'm not in any way questioning his character or his toughness. Don't hear that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how good you are if you're not out on the field playing. So there should absolutely be concern. I said on your show what we were hearing from people before the season when you asked me, Pritch, is he going to play? I said, I'm hearing from people from near him around Florida that, you know, the question is, do we try to play him early? What if he gets injured again and you lose him for a longer period of time? They rolled the dice, they played him, that happened, and they've lost him. To me, if as much money as you put into Trent Brown, this is what you have to decide. You simply don't play him until he's 100%. And then when he gets 100%, if he sustains another injury, then you have to look at what's the cost of moving on. But I think you've invested that money because he is a great player when he's available. So you let him get healthy and then play him. But if it continues to be a situation, it doesn't matter if you have the talent of Barry Sanders or Trent Brown. If you can't get on the field, you simply are a wasted spot on the roster. And that's not slamming him. I don't think toughness is an issue. I'm not 100% sure. I am 100% sure it's not character. But at the end of the day, it's just you got to play. And if you don't, you move on. It's why it's called the NFL. It stands for not for long.
Hondo Carpenter from SI's Raider Maven website is with us. You can follow him at Hondo Carpenter. And Hondo, we talk about that defensive line on the other side of the ball there. Malik Collins, you heard John Gruden just a little while ago talk about the fact that he had a meeting with Malik Collins today and that he feels Malik Collins is pressing too much. And we talked in the offseason, too, a lot about the addition of Rod Marinelli coaching that line and the culture change and how he just pushes those guys hard. Do you think it's a matter of these guys still a little bit in culture shock?
Well, yes. I think that's a very fair point, Scott. But at the end of the day, guys are getting paid now. And they've got to step up. They've got to make plays. And, I mean, here's one thing. If you get out-schemed, you can blame coaches. But when you see players in the very right position not making tackles, that's on players. You know, I had a great conversation with Bobby Bowden, the legendary Florida State coach, one time, and he said something I'll never forget. He said, you know, when I'm watching a game film and my kids aren't in the right scheme or our offense doesn't have the right play called, he goes, I'm calling coaches in my office and I'm ripping on some coaches. He said, but when I watch guys wrap up and get walked through, and I watch guys in the right spot not able to make a play, he goes, I'm questioning them as players. And I think there's some guys today on that Raider defense that need to do a gut check. There's some guys that need to go in there. There's some guys that probably should go into Mark Davis and say, I'm not taking a paycheck this week. Now, we know it's not going to happen, but they're guys that just didn't make plays. And again, when I watched that game over and over and over, I saw guys in right places. I saw Gunther calling right plays, but it's not Gunther's fault if Trayvon Mullen lets guys get to the outside of him. As a corner, you can't do that. You learn that in peewee football. You push everyone to the inside where you have help. It's just the way the game is played. So that's not on Gunther. You have the guy in the right spot. He just loses leverage. You can't do anything more than have a defensive tackle in a place where he's got two arms wrapped around a guy, and Rex Burkhead runs through you. Now listen, Rex is a really good player. I watched him in college, and he's a good guy. But he shouldn't be going through guys that have two arms wrapped around him. This is gut check time. This is not a loss, in my opinion. It's on the coaches. They were in this game in the fourth quarter. This is where the players, especially on that defense, come together, get in a room, and they call each other out. This is where you're going to see leaders step up. This is why I said before the season, I thought this was a 10-win team. They have to grow up. And I'm going to tell you, this right now, what they're looking for, they've got good coaches. They need leaders. Who's going to step up and be that guy? Who's going to be the guy that calls people out? And to me, that's going to be the fascinating thing of the week. I believe we'll hear it by the time the week goes on. I think you're going to see it. But this is where young teams grow up. And I love this team. I like this team a lot. I like the character of its players. I think they come back to the Death Star on Sunday, and I think they put a physical whooping on the Bills. I'm not saying they beat them by three touchdowns, but I think they're going to whoop the Bills and make a response and stand up and grow up. And this is what young teams have to do. It's not time now to jump off the ship, but it is time now to question guys, and it's time for some guys to step up.
You mentioned Trayvon Mullen a couple times, and I was going to ask you about him because he had some passes defense, so I thought he did really well in that area.
Yes.
But what are your thoughts on Damon Arnette? He's out there. He's battling through injury, but he just seems feisty and tough.
I love Arnette. And let me just say something. I thought Mullen, when you watch him in pass defense, he was good, but in running, in the rushing defense, he was horrible.
Yeah.
But Damon Arnette, here's what I love about Arnette. Short memory. Kid is just the epitome of toughness. He's a guy that I mean, if you check him, I bet there's Lyle Alzado and Hendricks DNA in him. And I love that kid. He's a rookie. You know, Roy Rogers, the great cowboy, used to say, and forgive me because I'm a horse fanatic. I've had horses my whole life. But the best thing for a young horse is a wet saddle blanket, meaning just getting some reps. I don't have any expectations of rookies. Rookies are going to play like it. And so when Arnette makes a mistake, I don't care. You just keep going. But with Trayvon Mullen now, he's not a rookie anymore. So you're looking for guys to make that next step. But, again, the thing I love about Arnette, he just never stops fighting. Now, I want to make one point clear because I have called out some defensive guys, and I believe rightfully. But I do want to make one point clear that I don't think people are taking into account. And this is why people are fanatics, and that's where we get the term fans. You didn't see one Raider quit on Sunday. You saw guys, just like with Derek Carr's fumble in the end zone, just fighting to get out of the end zone at that point. You saw guys that didn't quit. This isn't the Raiders of old. They kept fighting. That's, to me, the encouragement. When that game turned in the fourth quarter, I specifically wanted to see, do you see guys quitting? Do you see guys giving up? I mean, Littleton did not have a great game. I think he would tell you that, but you didn't see him quit. You saw no give up. You saw heart. You saw fight. This is why this team will respond and beat Buffalo.
Yeah, and Hondo, thanks, man. I agree with that. I think that you did not see quit. And actually, to the credit of the fans out there, too, and my sample size of just watching during the game, they recognize that, too. All right, that's Hondo Carpenter from SI's Raider Maven website. Hondo's with us every Monday. Hondo, have a great week, my friend. I'm sure I'll see you out at practice, and then if not, I'll see you at the game on Sunday.
Thank you, gentlemen, as always. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be on your show.